are you going through? And you can call the name Jesus. And I know there's power in the name of Jesus. If you need a healing, and you can call the name Jesus. And I know there's power in the name of Jesus. Sometime but I'm down and the enemy's all around you. I know that's power in the name of Jesus. Ask the Hebrew boys and when they was down in the fiery furnace and when they called the name Jesus, that let you know that's whatever you're going through today, just call the name Jesus. Yes. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. When Paul and Silas and was down in the jail, and they called the name Jesus, and I know there's power. Whatever you're going through right now, just call the name Jesus and watch something happen to you. And I know there's power, cause there is power, yes sir.
Oh,
I believe there's
power
in the name. Yes, there's so much power. Oh, I believe there's power in the
name. Hallelujah.
There's something about the name.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. It's another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
We're supposed to be rejoicing and glad.
Hallelujah.
That we're a part of the day.
Amen.
Because it could have left us in yesterday.
Amen.
But anybody glad he brought it on over to today?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, he didn't have to keep you. He got plenty of things that could take your place. Hallelujah. Even the rocks could take your place. So you're here out of his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. We don't deserve it, but he did it anyway. Hallelujah. So we can praise God for this, I believe, the 187th day of the year. Hallelujah. 89, I forgot 2 days in there. May and March. Okay, so that's 189 days. The year is moving on down the road. Hallelujah. And so we praise God for allowing us to come together one more time. And I also thank you for your prayers and your concerns and thoughts for me and my family. And we've been going through with my brother and my sister died within 3 weeks of each other. But I'm still here.
Amen.
And I give glory to God for that. Praise God. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Anybody need some good news?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I heard Dr. Lewis say about the killing and then somebody been doing something wrong all the time. It used to get a break in there, but every day now somebody done something that they ought not be doing. So we go to God and we need to stay right with the Lord. Hallelujah. But they don't know when they're coming. And don't know who's gonna do what. Because he said we're gonna have to go through some trials and tribulations. Hallelujah, praise God. And because he suffered in the flesh, we had to suffer in the flesh. Okay, so he said, prepare yourself to be, do likewise. Hallelujah, and sometimes we are tested. Hallelujah. And cried on every side. We praise God and for our beside of Dr. Steve Lewis. Amen. And his alternate Elders Bush, Gist. Praise God to Elders Bush and Elders Green and Dr. Monica Lewis. Pastor Jimmy, amen. Lewis, sitting all preachers in the house. Okay, to all of the officers of the Church of God, praise God. And to every lay person in the house. Everybody's special, everybody's somebody, everybody's precious in the sight of God. Nobody's built no better than anybody else. Praise God. It just look different. You may act different, but y'all made from the same stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we just praise God and go from there. From the book of 1 John, chapter 1. And I think I'll read from, start reading that, verse 6. 1 John, not St. John now, 1 John. All right. Are we there? First John. Chapter 1, verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Tell the person sitting there and say, Jesus knows. Repent. Jesus knows what it is in your life. He knows. And since he knows, you can't get by. So you might as well repent. You can't talk it off. You can't swerve it off. You can't soak it off. You can buy your tithe and your, that probably get all the stains, get your stain removals, Clorox, and Bowl 9, and Fantastic, and all those different cleansers they have. They won't work. Tell somebody that ain't gonna work. The only way to do it is to repent. You got to tell what you've done and admit that you've done it. Got to let them know that you were in the wrong. So tell them what you've done. Admit that you're not perfect. Some of us seem to think that we are perfect, but we're not perfect. None in here is perfect because the word said so. There's none righteous and none perfect but the Lord. Hallelujah. And he only requires us to be perfect in one area, and that is to have perfect love. Because without the perfect love, we won't repent. All right, so we got to have that so we can repent. That's why love is so important in the life of everyone. Without love, we won't be forgiven. Okay? Because you will be holding a hatred, animosity, and whatever it is else that is in your heart against somebody. All right? Because, and the reason we'll do that because the devil will put it in us. And we are easily deceived by him. Okay, because the devil is a great deceiver. He's a master of it. All right, he is the inventor of this deception. Okay, he did his first deception in the Garden of Eden when he deceived Eve. Okay, he lied. That's deception. He's the author of the lie. All right, so nobody can do one better than him And it's, then it's not the person that's doing it, it's the devil that's in us, or the demon that's in us. Okay. So God was talking to John, and in the book of Revelation, he was telling him messages that he needed to write in a book and take them to the seven churches that were in Asia. Okay. And he was telling them about how they were. In the second chapter of Revelation, he talks to John and said, "And to the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things. Said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks." And this is what it said, tell him, "I know thy words." Tell somebody, say, "Didn't I tell you God knows? I know what you're doing. Okay, and I know what you didn't do. Okay. All God wants you to do is admit it. Don't try to explain why you did it. Okay. All you're doing is making it worse. You weren't supposed to do it in the first place. So why ain't no, you ain't got no excuse to say why I did it. I know your words. And I know your labor and your patience. And how thou hast not bear them which are evil. You not bear them. I know all about how you've been acting. I know how you've been responding to people. He said, I know all that. And thou hast pride them which say they are apostles and are not. I have found them to be liars. All right. God knows your heart. Yeah. He knows the thoughts and the concerns of your heart. He knows what you're about to do before you do it. And he knows why you're doing it. That has borne and had patience. And for my name's sake has labored and has not failed. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee." See, he's saying, I know you had the patience, you know you had done some good things for my name's sake, and I know you did not faint. You held fast to the word, but just the same, I got something else against you. Because thou hast left thy first love. You know, when we got saved, we were just all over the place. Okay, nobody couldn't beat us on the floor. Okay, we were about like we're running to the club. And I guess because they had more off on you, I reckon. But when we run to them clubs, we on the floor. We don't have no good time if we didn't get on the floor. Even if you couldn't dance, you were up there trying to do a dance. I remember the Lord said. Okay. Now, therefore, let me spend this thing while I was going to say about that. First look. Yeah, we had that joy and eagerness to be in the service of the Lord. But we now seem to have left it. There was a time when we had to testify. Nobody couldn't beat you up, popping up like popcorn. Now you got to beg them to say something. And they don't want to do it when they do that. Okay. So he said, you left your first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. You got to remember where you come from. You were doing good, but you failed along the way. Fallen and repent. And do your first works. Okay. Do it again. Or else I will come unto thee quickly. And will remove thy candlestick out of the place. Except you repent. So you can do what you want to do, say what you want to say. But if you don't repent, it's all in vain. Okay? You need to repent. But thou hast the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He says that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Ask your neighbor, do you have an ear? You need to hear what the Lord is saying to us. To him that overcome it, he said, I will give to eat of the tree of life. If you just keep on holding on and get over yourself, devote your life to the Lord and give up your way for his way, then I will give you food from the tree of life. That's a tree that bears 12 manner of fruits and sell them every month. That tree that had the leaves on it was good for the healing of the nation. I give you that tree. You may eat from that tree, which is in the midst of God's paradise. So he said, and to the angels of the church of Smyrna, write these things. Says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Okay, the Lord is saying this, Jesus. He's the first and he's the last. He was dead, but he didn't stay dead but 3 days. He got up, he's alive now forevermore. And I know thy works and your tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know thou that the blaspheming of them which say they are Jews and are not. Okay. So neighbor, be careful how you put titles on you. And God didn't give it to you. Okay. All right. Make sure that God is telling you to be whatever you've been. Okay. You're naming yourself this and naming yourself that. If God didn't name it, it's in vain. Okay. Fear none of these things that Satan's going to bring on you. He's going to bring things on you. But don't worry about it. God's got it in control. And those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall come and cast some of you in prison. Okay. That ye may be tried and shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. You got to be faithful. If you want the crown of life, you can't give up because you're going through. You can't give up because somebody hurt your feelings. You can't give up because nobody don't seem to love you. You got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. You got to know when you're going through a test. Tell the neighbor, it's on the test. Okay, test to set, check your faithfulness. Check to see if you're going to believe God and trust God and do what the Lord said do, the way he said do it. This is your test. So said to the angel of the church of Pergamum, write these things, said he, which had the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and thou dwellest even where Satan sits, and thou holdest fast my name, and had not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, whom was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. God knows what you've been going through. He knows everything that happens to you. There's nothing that gets by God. Somebody said, I know that his eyes are on the sparrow, and I know that his eyes are on me, because he knows everything that's going to happen before it does happen. And he's there to shield us in a time of need. But he said, but I have a few things even against thee, because thou hast dared them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto their idol, and to commit fornication. So has thou also them that hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which things I hate. And he tells us what we got to do again. He said, repent, or else I will come into you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Now the sword of his mouth is the word of God.
Yeah.
Cause the word is the sword. And it need to be spoken. You got to speak the word. When you speak it, it gives it power. Don't just think it, just say it. God may have thought about making the world, but it didn't become so until he spoke it. He spoke the word. He spoke the world into existence. He spoke everything else into existence. And even man, he said, let us make man. So that's speaking into existence. All right. So everything that was made by the word of God. So he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to thee eat of the whole hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying he that receiveth it. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write these things, faith said the Lord, God, the Son of God, who had his eyes like, this is what Jesus looked like. His eyes looked like flaming blood, flaming fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy words, and charity and service. So I know about your works, I know about your love, and I know about your service, and as well as your faith and thou patience. So you got to have all of this. Stop saying you don't have no patience. You got to have patience in order to make it, because you got to wait for the Lord to do what he needs to do. And you need patience to wait for him to deliver you. You got need patience to wait for him to heal you. Wait on him. And the last to be more than the first. I know all about that, the Lord said. Notwithstanding, I have a few things even against you. Because thou suffered that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servant to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her a space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. So even she had got a chance. God has given us a chance. Every day you wake up, you got another chance to do it right today. I might have messed up yesterday, but I got another chance today to do it right today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation. So if you don't repent, You got to go through some great tribulation. Except they repent of their deeds. You know, John says in 1 John, if we confess, God is faithful to forgive us of it. But you got to confess it. You got to admit it. You can't cover it up. And you can't pass it off to somebody else. Okay. And I will kill her children and with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and heart. And I will give unto every man one of you according to your works. See, you're not going to be paid according to my words. You're going to be punished because of nothing I've done. You're going to be punished for what you didn't do or did do. Okay? So stop worrying about somebody else not doing right and just keep on working on yourself. Okay? If everyone according to their works is going to pay you. But unto you, I say unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which is ye have already hold fast till I come. So you do what you need to do. God ain't gonna give you more than what you need. He's gonna give you exactly what you need. Now, as far as burdens are concerned, he ain't gonna put nothing on that you're not able to handle. And he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Because you got to be faithful unto death. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessel of the potter's shall they be broken into silver, shivers. Even as I received my father, of my father, and I will give him the morning star. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Glory be to God. And to the angel of the church of Sardis, write, these things had he not had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy words, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain in the that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works to be perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and how hast thou repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Be watching, waiting for the coming of the Lord, because it's coming. He's coming, church. You need to get your eyes fixed on Jesus. He's coming again. And he's going to repay everybody. When he gets there, because his reward is with him. And he's going to give it to everybody according to their works. So if you slack in your works, you need to get to work, get that repentance going, and keep it going. Don't worry about how many times you have to repent. Just do it. It's not costing anything but some time. Just do what the Lord said. Repent. He knows your trials. He knows your burden. He knows your tribulation. He knows your wickedness. He knows your good. He knows your bad. And he knows when you need to repent. So just repent. Don't try to figure out when you did it or how you did it. Just say, Lord, I repent of my sins. I've done wrong. I've fallen short in the word of God. I've fallen short according to you have asked me to do. Forgive me. Forgive me. I don't want hell to be my home. I want heaven to be my home. Forgive me. I've done wrong and come short of your glory. Repent. Jesus knows. Okay. He knows why. He knows when. And he knows where. You did whatever you did or didn't do what you were supposed to do. You got sin of commission. You got sin of omission. Commission means that you did it. And omission means that you failed to do what was told you to do. Like I said, love your enemy. Some of us still got that problem. Some of them won't even speak to one another. But you got to repent because Jesus knows. And you need to put those smile on your face and don't mean it. You smile and you smile looking like a frown. Don't fool yourself, because that's all you're going to want to do is fooling yourself. Confess it and get rid of it. Well, I'll say, forgive me, although I know I ain't done nothing. You didn't ask for no forgiveness. You just said you ain't done nothing, so how you gonna forgive something that you ain't done? So stop saying that. If it didn't want what you thought it was, it's what they thought it was to them. So all you gotta do is say, forgive me. It's quicker to say forgive me than to tell them a whole long story of why it happened or didn't happen. Scripture says he's coming on a cloud. And everybody's going to see him. Even the one that pierced him in the side on the cross. They're going to see him. Hallelujah. Every tongue going to have to confess Okay, I guess my time is about out. Say, neighbor, repent. Jesus knows. So you ain't getting by. Okay. Stop making yourself look good to somebody else by just saying it. Stop saying the words and not meaning the words. You got to say it and mean it. You got to say it from your heart. Forgive from your heart. And don't bring it back up again. Only reason you might need to bring it back up again is to go back to God and tell him, because when you first told him, you didn't mean it. And guess what? He knew. He knows you didn't mean it. So it was still left there in the book. Okay. The neighbor, be real. Or be still. God bless you. Gospel invitation extended. If there's anyone that needing healing, deliverance, salvation, membership with the church, now's your time to come.
Oh, 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 won't you lead me? Lead me. Oh, Lord, won't you lead me? Do it for me, Lord. Lead me. Oh, Lord, won't you lead me? If you I'll be able to stand. Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Do it for me, Lord. Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Lord, I trouble. Won't you leave me? Oh Lord, if you lead me, I'll be able to stand. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Do it for me, Lord. Yes. Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Oh. Able to stand. Lead me, oh Lord, do it for me. Lead me, lead me, oh Lord. Won't you lead me? Lead me, oh Lord. Won't you lead me? If you lead me, I'll be
stand. I say amen.
Amen.
Gospel been preaching. Nobody came for salvation this soon. Everybody in here is already prepared to meet the King when he comes. Just keep on being faithful. Okay. God didn't say, do it for a while. But be thou faithful. How long? Unto death. And then he will give you the crown of life. All right. God bless you. This is July, right? In the July babies. One. Okay. Two. All right. Three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you, 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 you. God bless you all. Anything else?
Okay, don't forget conference prayer. The 11th, and the 11th of them. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Anything else? All right. Let's stand up and give God the highest glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let everybody say amen. Let everybody say amen. Let everybody say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now to him who's able to present us faultless before the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak communion with the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and the Bible's in hands for and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Let the church say, let the church say, let the church say, amen.